Jim McGovern, are we ever going to see any kind of immigration reform in this country?
Oh, I hope so. We need it. And, you know, here's an issue that where the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO were in agreement. I mean, there's incredible consensus all across this country that we need comprehensive immigration reform. But unfortunately, in Congress, there's a few, well, it's now growing, who have demagogued this issue to the point where I don't see it happening in the next year and a half. And I regret that very much. The discussion and the debate in Washington and Congress has become so nasty. It represents the worst of America. And we need to get this right. And we need to fix it and move on. And unfortunately, we're having a very difficult time, you know, trying to overcome the influence of some of the more hardliners on this issue that are in the Republican caucus. And so we need it. I'm not optimistic we're going to get it done in the next year and a half. Hopefully another election cycle. Maybe we can all get together and just do it. I mean, don't forget, the United States Senate in the last Congress passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill in a bipartisan fashion. The House refused to even bring it up. Now the Senate has become more reactionary, and the House is still the House. And, you know, there's nothing that seems like it's moving.
So from a long-term perspective, Jim McGovern, do you think it's stupid politics on the part of the Republicans to continue to do this?
I do. You know, and look, they keep on kind of saying, well, this is about trying to win the Latino vote, or, you know, or... And I think, you know, amongst the Latino community, amongst the Hispanic community in general, there's a lot of support for immigration reform. But it's more than that. It's the business community. It's farmers. I've talked to farmers all throughout Massachusetts who have, you know, when I go to visit their farmers, one of the first things they say is, when are you going to do comprehensive immigration reform? You know, it's businesses small and large. Don't forget, you know, a lot of the people that are here are working in jobs that don't always go filled, aren't always easily filled, you know, and they're helping contribute to our economy. And beyond that, we have some people who have been here for years. Their kids have been educated in our public school systems. I mean, we've invested in those kids. I mean, to suggest that somebody who came here when they were 1 year old and they're now 20, that we should send them back to where, you know, their parents came from, doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Now, Jim, from around the world, we're hearing the word xenophobia. Do you think that's what this is?
I think a big chunk of it is xenophobia, and I think you got a few demagogues, you know, in the political world who have used this as a wedge issue, you know, who have tried to blame immigrants for all the economic problems we've had in this country. You know, they blame immigrants for everything. I mean, we had a debate the other day in the defense bill, where the Republicans were successful in stripping out a provision in the defense authorization bill, which was a sense of Congress asking the Secretary of Defense to do a report on, you know, on allowing Dreamers, people who are here right now legally. These are young kids that are now protected by presidential executive order to enter the military if they so choose. Because quite frankly, there have been people who have entered the military who are not quite documented the way under the legal definition of that term. But they stripped it out, and I found that really puzzling, because these are people who want to put their lives on the line to fight for our country. I mean, they believe in this country so much that they are willing to enter the armed forces and to be deployed to God knows where, and put in you know, all kinds of dangerous situations. And this became this really ugly debate on the House floor about the fact that you know, we don't want these people. We ought to understand our history. We are a nation of immigrants. Our country and our economy has been strengthened over the years through immigration, and you know, this ugliness has to stop. We need to fix our immigration laws, and we need to tell the demagogues to shut up and go on to another subject. But what they're doing by delaying comprehensive immigration reform is they're hurting this country. And by the way, CBO has shown that if we pass comprehensive immigration reform, over the next, like, 10 years, there would be hundreds of billions of dollars in revenues that would come into our treasury that could be used to pay down our debt or to invest in infrastructure or something else. So there is a net benefit overall for regularizing the status of those who are here right now.
So how do we get that money? I'm sorry, Jim.
Well, you get the money through that people have to pay taxes.
I see. Well,
yeah, people pay taxes. They have to enroll in a health care plan. So there is a benefit to helping get people to come out from the shadows and into the mainstream economy.
I want to talk to you just for a second about veterans. I know that you're very concerned. They go, they fight, they come back, and the treatment has been pretty shabby in some cases. Are we improving?
I think we are improving. Some places, faster than others. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we need to make sure that, that when people come back, they're getting the support and the care that they need, and that the facilities they go to are first rate. We need to also understand that we need to be a little bit more imaginative in how we deliver care, because some people live in rural areas, some people, live in areas not near VA facilities, and we need to figure out a way to also integrate, some of the other medical delivery systems that we have that may not technically fall into the VA, but to help make it easier for, like, routine things for convenience for veterans to be able to get the care that they need. But look, I talked to a lot of veterans in my district who were very complimentary of the VA. Sometimes they have their complaints, but overall they don't want to scrap the system. And one of the debates in D.C. is whether, we should just totally scrap the VA system, privatize the whole system, and just, let the regular healthcare system kind of pick up the slack. The problem with that is that a lot of veterans are coming back with very specialized, very unique challenges. And one of the strengths of the VA system is that they have doctors and they have healthcare professionals who are trained in those unique set of circumstances. And so we need to get it right. We're not there yet. I believe that we're making some progress, but we need to get it as perfect as we possibly can.
In the end, though, this will rise or fall based on what veterans want for themselves. Is that what you're saying?
I think veterans need to have a role in this, to tell the bureaucrats in Washington what works and what doesn't. Where is the system falling short? In some areas, there are waiting lists for some services that are unacceptable. In other parts of the country, it's less of a problem. Mm. But I also think veterans should have a say in, do I need to travel 50 miles, to get an X-ray? I mean, or, to get a blood test. I mean, can I just do it at a local hospital? And, that's beginning to happen. But I think, again, we also need to make sure that the healthcare system is not only effective, but also is convenient and works for veterans. And so, I'm confident that we can get this right. And, in Massachusetts, I've spent a lot of time talking to our officials at the VA. We have some really good people that work there. We also need to listen to them, too, to figure out what they need. I mean, some of the facilities across the country, are really old. They need to be fixed. So the Congress's point of view, we need to be doing more than just saying we support our veterans. We need to make sure that the resources are there so that the facilities and centers they go to are first rate.
Jim McGovern, always wonderful to talk to you. And when we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about something that New Yorkers talk about a lot, but I think is very important in Massachusetts too, and that's campaign finance.